episode number 433 with transformational coach Chris Lee.
Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin.
Welcome everyone to the School of Greatness podcast. I'm excited for today because we have our resident coach, that's right, Chris Lee, a crowd favorite, who's back on the podcast today. He's in studio with us, and I'm excited to share what we're covering. And it's about resistance. You know, so many people are resisting so many things in their life right now. I get emails all the time from people who are frustrated that they're not creating the results they want. A lot of it is usually relationship related or it's financial related. They're not creating certain results in all areas of your life that they want because there's some sort of resistance. And you may be listening to this right now saying you don't resist anything. There's nothing you resist. But I'm telling you, there's something we all resist because if we're not at a certain level that we want to be, whether it be financially or relationship, health-wise, if we're not at a certain level we want to be, then there's something in the way that we've been resisting. So this is about how to transform resistance into freedom and success. And at lewishowes.com/433, we'll have all the show notes and all the previous episodes that Chris has been on. But I believe this is over 10 now that he's been on. So Chris is amazing, transformational coach, been doing the work for over 25 years. And in this episode, we really cover the source of resistance and where resistance comes from. Also, what surrendering actually means. Why we keep doing things that don't serve us. Yes, I've been there many, many times and done things over and over again that didn't get the result I wanted, but thought it would. So why we keep doing things that don't serve us, why staying in your comfort zone feeds resistance, how to handle fear and get to the bottom of it, and so much more, guys. We break it down in practical steps today in this interview, so I hope you enjoy it. Please share it, lewishowes.com/433. And without further ado, let me introduce to you the one and only Chris Lee.
I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12-pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Whether you're searching for a home to buy or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. You can favorite homes, share listings with others, and even schedule tours with a local Redfin agent, all in the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. They know how to help you win the right home at the right price. So download the Redfin app to get started today.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to the School of Greatness podcast. We have the resident coach in the house, Chris Lee.
Hey.
My good friend. Thank you so much for being here. Very excited about this. This will be the 11th time that your voice has been published on the School of Greatness podcast. Nine times on here. We did a repost of one and a five-minute Friday, but this is 11, I guess.
That's incredible.
So it's probably close to,
600,000 or 700,000 downloads for all the episodes, I would say. I'm guessing. Of the 27 million downloads, you're close to probably a million from your voice and your message on here. So we're excited about what you have for us today. And then we're talking about resistance and how to overcome resistance, right?
Yeah, how to transform resistance, how to embrace it.
Okay.
And really how to identify it.
Okay.
Because sometimes we're resisting something and we're not aware that we're in resistance. All we do know is that we're feeling tense, we're feeling anxious, we're feeling afraid, but we're not naming it. And I think part of what's valuable about transformational information in these podcasts and what you offer people is giving people something to be able to identify. And the ability to distinguish something gives us power. So when we're able to identify and distinguish why we are resisting something, then we're able to transform it and have the joy and the success and the extraordinary results that we're committed to. And this is perfect timing for this because we're beginning a new year and we've made a lot of New Year's resolutions and we've, you know, really have been committed in this 2017, a new beginning. And I think that a lot of times we aren't aware that we resist these changes and that no matter how many resolutions we make, something pulls us back. And so this is good to be able to use so that we could identify and break through and create the results that we want.
So what is resistance then? Let's define it first.
Resistance is avoiding something, not trusting something, not accepting something, not embracing something. So when I resist a relationship, I'm pushing it away. When I resist a feeling, I'm covering it up. When I resist change, because there's different kinds of resistance. We could resist change. We could resist a relationship. We could resist a decision that we need to make. And what happens is that what you resist persists. So it doesn't go away. You could pretend you don't have a cavity, but before you know it, that cavity turns into a root canal.
Right.
And so the value of embracing resistance is you're able to transform it into something positive.
A better result. Now, is all resistance bad? What if you're resisting something that is negative or that's something you don't want in your life? Is that bad or is that...
Well, you need to be able to really look at the consequence of what you're resisting.
Gotcha.
So is all fear
what
bad?
What if you're resisting a toxic person in your life?
Well, then keep resisting.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. Yes.
You know, I don't think it's like fear. Not all fear is bad. I think sometimes fear keeps us alive. Fear is what has us be aware of, you know, toxic people, toxic situations, situations where I could be endangered. But the kind of resistance that I want, that I'm talking about today and that I think is important for us to talk about is the resistance of something that could bring us something positive.
Got it.
You know, like if I resist change, if I resist getting out of my comfort zone. And so I want everyone listening to think about how many things in your life have you missed out on because you resisted it? How many relationships? How many opportunities? And so
experiences.
You know, experiences. Yeah. And so we resist things. And then what happens is that we end up staying in the same place. And staying in the same place really means going backwards.
Right.
So my definition of resistance is when I'm avoiding something.
That can bring you a positive result or a benefit or value to you.
When you avoid something that could end up being something positive or avoid something I don't want to take care of.
Got it. Got
you know, whether it's a responsibility or it's something.
A broken agreement.
Or a conversation I haven't had with my girlfriend or my boyfriend or my husband. You know, sometimes we avoid having the talk.
Right.
And those of you who haven't had the talk, you need to have the talk.
Why do we avoid so much?
Because now let's go to the source of resistance,
okay,
which is fear. We have, you know, resistance becomes a strategy. You see, behavior is not random. So resistance is what I call a racket. And a racket are the things that we use to avoid. So when I'm resisting as a way of being, and some people are more resistant than others, when I'm resistant, that's That's my racket. That's my way of keeping myself safe. And so the reason why we resist is because it brings us a payoff. There's actually a false reward that comes as a result of resisting. Mm. It makes me feel safe. It makes me feel like I'm in control. It makes me feel like I'm not going to get hurt. I'm not going to rock the boat. I'm not going to jeopardize anything. You know, so I resist making these changes because there's a payoff. But what happens is that over time, when you continuously resist something that would be to your benefit, then you pay a huge price. And so the prices of resisting a conversation in your relationship might be the end of the relationship. Mm-hmm. A price you could resist, a price that you could pay by resisting a conversation with a business partner or an employee or a client is that you push the relationship away. And so there's like, it's kind of like this. There's a giant elephant in between me and you, and I'm saying, pass me the coffee.
Right.
But I'm resisting the fact that there's an elephant on the table. There's a saying that, there's a saying called, there's an elephant on the table. And a lot of families resist talking to each other. A lot of relationships resist talking to each other. And there's this big, giant elephant sitting on the table, and we're avoiding it. Mm-hmm. And so the value of confronting
quickly
and surrendering and embracing what we're resisting allows us to transform what that is that we're resisting, or to accept it, embrace it, and move on.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do we do that? How do we surrender to resistance and transform it into success?
Well, the first step is to tell the truth. We got to tell the truth. We got to be honest. I get to be honest. One of the things I've been resisting is losing weight. I love eating. Yes. I'm a foodie.
Yeah. Good excuse.
And yeah, so my racket in resisting diet and exercising and taking care of my health is the payoff of that resistance. Mm. Is that it feels good.
The taste. You get to eat with friends.
I love food. Who else is with me? Yes, I love food. Yes. I love all foods. I travel the world. I want to try the cuisine everywhere I go.
Yes.
And I'm in total resistance, or I was in total resistance.
So what are you committed to creating now?
Well, not yet. You're too fast.
Okay.
So the first step is to tell the truth. The truth is that I'm in resistance to X, or I'm avoiding Y. So in my case, this is a how-to, guys. Pay attention. In my case, I am resisting taking care of my health. I'm resisting losing weight. I'm resisting being mindful of my health. And the payoff is that I could eat what I want, when I want, where I want. I could do what I want. I could sleep as much as I want. And that feels good. It gives me a false sense of freedom and choice.
Comfort. Yeah.
That's the lie. And so by me telling the truth that that's really a lie, I get to face the prices.
Which are
I'm overweight. I'm uncomfortable with my body. I'm not where I want to be. And health-wise, it doesn't serve me to create the life that I want. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't give you the energy or the sustained energy.
Right. And so one of the things that we get to do, the first step is to tell the truth. The second step is to identify what's the source of that resistance. So if I'm not telling the truth about my weight or telling the truth about my resistance to take care of my health, if I don't tell the truth about that, then I can't transform it. And so some people resist relationships. Some people resist love. Some people resist money. Believe it or not, they make a lot of money and then they resist it and they throw it away.
Yeah.
They resist love. They have the love of their life that finally is in their life, finally shows up, the person that you've dreamed of, and you blow it up. And so by resisting, we end up sabotaging it. So by telling the truth, acknowledging the resistance, then you can move on to the second step, which is to get to the source of it. And so the source of it is always a limiting belief.
What do you mean? What's the source of it?
There's a belief that is fueled by fear. So fear is the source, and fear is the source of limiting beliefs. So there's fear, and there's a belief that maintains that resistance. And the belief is that it's too hard, I can't do it. If I fall in love and if I let myself be loved, I'm going to miss out on something. There's always something better around the corner. It just depends on the situation. Sure. But and in my case, in terms of losing weight, the limiting belief is
won't be able to eat what I want and travel and this.
I'm going to have to sacrifice, and I'm going to have to be unhappy and eat cardboard. And you know, and just not enjoy
counter calories
and,
every day. Yeah,
yeah, and it can't be done. And it's just a limiting belief. It's not true. And so by identifying the limiting belief about whatever it is you're resisting, and every person's a different thing, but we get to really identify what's once you're able to accept it and acknowledge and tell the truth that you're resisting something, really get to what's the limiting belief that's causing that, where does that come from?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And then look at the consequences of the resistance. So like if nothing changes, where am I going to be in 6 months? Where am I going to be in a year? Where am I going to be in 5 years? How's this going to end up? And how's this going to play out?
Not good.
So like if you keep resisting relationships, where is that going to play out? If you keep resisting saving money, some people have issues with money. They just blow money. They don't organize it. They don't structure it. They're in resistance to that. If I keep resisting that, how's that going to play out? Some people resist getting out of their comfort zone. They want everything to be safe and comfortable. If I keep hanging out in this comfort zone, how will it play out? What's the long-term conversation? What's the long-term result? And so it's something that I recommend that we do, that we really look at the long-term price of the resistance in the area that you're resisting it.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And by finally getting that, then you get to surrender. And what surrendering means is to accept, to own, and to be without judgment about it. So if I'm in judgment of myself because I'm resisting a relationship, that's going to cause more resistance. If I'm in judgment about myself because I'm not making the money I want to make, then that causes more resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're in judgment about, you're
around
resisting.
Your health.
If I'm in judgment about my body or my health, you know, by surrendering and accepting and embracing, then I get to love me as I am, love whatever the situation is as it is. I don't have to like something to love it. But by surrendering and loving it and embracing it and really using my energy in a proactive way, you see, resistance is resisting on every level, even energetically. So if I'm resisting a relationship, then that creates tension in my body. It creates tension in my being. It creates dis-ease. So by telling the truth, by acknowledging it, and by finally embracing it and surrendering to it, then basically what I'm doing is I'm redirecting my energy. When you surrender and you embrace and you accept, then you can get clear on the next part of this, which is what's my vision? Where am I going to go? Where do I want to be? What's my vision for my health? What's my vision for my relationship? What's my vision for
finances,
my business? What's my vision for the world? Some people go out in the world and resist it. And so what you focus on expands, and that's the nature of thought. So if I resist something, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And as great lawyers that we are, we gather evidence to back up whatever we're resisting. You know, some of us resist transformation, resist change. And so that resistance that creates walls around us, and by embracing it and owning it and telling the truth, I've got this wall. That wall is just fear. The source of that wall is my belief that I'm not good enough. Then I can get clear. Okay, so now let me embrace that, own it, not resist it. Know that I have this wall. Know that I have this excess weight. love it, surrender, embrace it. Now what's my vision?
Mm-hmm.
It's all energy.
Right.
And so you could never create an abundant life through resistance. As long as you're resisting something, you're not honoring something. You're not embracing something. And so by embracing it and surrendering it and truly trusting it, I could then declare, here's where I'm headed. 2017, by the end of the year, 40 pounds less. It's a declaration right here.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
So check in with me at the end of the year. We'll do another podcast.
Check in with you every couple months.
Well, we always check in with each other. Yeah, exactly. Time. But I'm serious. This year, 40 pounds less.
40 pounds less.
But it's not. I'm not going to lose weight. I'm just going to shift my lifestyle and embrace and surrender to the fact that I love food and that I'm a foodie, and it's a question of shifting my priorities and shifting my energy.
And how do you create the win-win and still not sacrifice loving food, but make
sure
you're
making balance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's called balance.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So like every now and then, giving myself a permission.
Just never, not allowing the permission once in a while to become an everyday
You're laughing
permission.
Because you're holding me in my box.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay.
So, yeah, but truly by surrendering and by being focused on the vision and the long-term vision. And once I make that vision and that declaration, then I get to trust the process. And trust the process is really about surrendering as well.
It's even more surrender.
Yeah, because when you trust the process, and really one of the biggest ways to transform resistance into success is by trusting the process. That whichever process you find yourself in as you're listening to this, whether you're going through a financial challenge or you're going through a relationship challenge or a health challenge or a family challenge or an existential challenge, trust the process. Trust that everything is going to turn out in a beautiful way. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I say a lot, and I say in my book, Transform Your Life, 10 Principles of Abundance Prosperity. By the way, surrender is actually one of the principles of the book that we're talking about here. But one of the things I say is transform your fear into faith. And what that means is Fear, which is resistance, is the expectation that everything's going to turn out in a negative way. Mm-hmm. Faith is the knowing that everything is going to turn out in a beautiful way. So transform fear into faith. I say it in my seminars all the time. I've been saying it for over 25 years.
Wow.
People are writing books about it now. So Love it. Transform fear into faith. It's truly trust the process, that whatever is going on right now in your life, trust that you're going to be able to transform that into something beautiful. And the way to do that is to surrender and to embrace it and to accept it. And by accepting it, then you could do something about it. Or you can be clear that there's nothing to be done and just let it go. So there's two choices as a result of surrendering. Either I surrender and I own the fact that there's nothing I could do about it and just give it to the universe.
But you're letting go.
And be okay with that. I have no control over this thing. Uh-huh. And let it go. And the second choice is, if there's something I can do about it, then I get to create my vision, an action plan, and a commitment to transforming it. Mm-hmm. But resisting it and avoiding it will never transform it.
Yeah. You always keep creating the same thing over and over.
What you resist persists.
Yeah.
I know people that have died because they resisted. Mm-hmm. My mom's best friend, Hal Clark. This man was one of the most incredible architects in Puerto Rico. He had this stomach, like a stomach virus, like he just got sick to his stomach all the time. And he thought it was a stomach virus, and he thought it was the flu. And then the stomach ache would never go away. And he just pretended it wasn't there. And by the time he got to the doctor, he had stage 4 stomach cancer. It was spread all over the place. Too late.
It's too late.
Had he confronted it and took it on immediately, he'd be alive still.
Yeah.
And sometimes we miss out on relationships because we're afraid to have the conversation because we're resisting it.
Yeah.
So by surrendering and embracing this conversation and really acknowledging it, then we could, you know, maybe we're just walking around with myths in our minds that keep us separate.
Yeah. What's something that someone could do that sees someone in resistance? Like, for instance, sees someone who's got this stomach ache or, you know, as an example, for years, but they never do anything about it. How can someone get them to shift so that they're open to seeing it? You know, if they're so close-minded to, if they're so resistant to the change or looking at it or being aware of it, what can a friend do in that situation?
Well, a friend could have a conversation where the friend tells the truth about what they're saying. In other words, I've noticed you've had this stomach problem for a while. Have you checked it out? And I think sometimes friends back off. We're so afraid. We walk on eggshells with each other.
To hurt people.
We're going to hurt people's feelings. Guys, I'd rather you be that person that pressured your friend into going to the doctor and
to get a checkup
and having your friend get mad at you, but you saved his life. Then you stayed silent and your friend died. And I believe in confrontation. Confrontation is not a bad thing. Confrontation is bring to the foreground what's hidden. And so, for example, you and I have the kind of relationship that if there's anything out between us, like in my life, if I'm doing something that's going to hurt me, you're going to confront me.
Right.
You don't care. You're like, right. Chris, this is not working. And
yeah.
I could get mad at you. I could resist you. But you know what? I know that you love me and care about me. And it's for my own good.
And the next day, it's clear. We're clear.
But what's motivating your confrontation is your care for me.
Yes.
And I think that what a friend could do is a friend could be honest with a friend. A husband could be honest with his wife. You have a partner that's smoking and you know that that he's smoking or she's smoking and that is damaging to their health. Don't stay silent. You know, speak up. I think that by telling the truth, then we support people in embracing it. And then if the person's willing to do the work, then you could actually walk them through these steps. You know, what's the reward that this resistance is creating in your life? We don't realize that behavior that doesn't serve us, the reason why we keep doing it is because it provides a reward. And what's the price? And if nothing changes over time, what's going to happen? You know, and so I'm here because I love you. And, you know, what's it going to take to change that?
Yeah. Yeah. I like it.
And we get to transform our resistance into opportunities. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest ways we resist as human beings is we stay in our comfort zone. And we finally, you know, like some people finally reach a certain level and they're like, okay, that's enough. Instead of knowing that life is a journey and life is meant to be lived with joy and passion and excitement, and that every single day that you challenge yourself and step out of your comfort zone, that's a day that is worth living. And one of the recommendations I have for people, like a specific recommendation of how we can break through resistance, is to disprove your limiting beliefs.
How do you do that?
By doing things that you normally wouldn't do.
For example?
For example, if you normally don't dance, go out and dance. If you have a hard time speaking or singing in public, karaoke, like I would never sing karaoke, get your butt into gear, go out and sing karaoke. If you would never write a poem to your girlfriend or a letter of appreciation to your mom, your dad, or a loved one, write that letter. Do things that in your mind you would say, I would never do that, or that's not me. Because the minute I say that's not me, I put myself into a box, and basically I'm resisting something.
Right.
And some people resist passion, and some people resist love, and some people resist results, and some people resist discipline. And so by challenging ourselves and stepping through that resistance, then we could incorporate some incredible new tools that has 2017 be a monumental year.
Yes.
That's what I'm about.
I love it. Well, is there anything else we're missing here? Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about or cover, or is that all the main points?
Another thing that I would do in terms of resistance is I would take fear all the way down to the end.
Give me an example.
So like,
and I know what you're talking about, but so.
Yeah. So like an example, if I tell my girlfriend how I feel.
Let's give an example for people that maybe would be watching, like speaking on stage.
Okay. So if I speak on stage, I may make a mistake.
Okay.
If I make a mistake, then people will reject me. If people reject me, then I'll feel like a loser. If I feel like a loser, then I'm making the high school bully right.
Right.
If I make the high school bully right, then I'm going to feel sad. If I feel sad, then I'm going to be sadder. And if I feel sadder, then I'm sad. I mean, it ends.
I have no friends. Or I have
right. But then at the end, yeah. At the end of it, you're still left with who?
Yourself.
Yourself.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the day.
Yeah.
And so if you take fear all the way down, you realize that this big fearful thing is really, when you break it down, it ends up being nothing. Mm-hmm. So if I tell my girlfriend I love her, then she might reject me. And if she rejects me, then she'll leave me. And if she leaves me, then I'm alone. If I'm alone, I'm left with me.
Right, right.
You know, if I ask for a raise, my boss might say no. And if he says no, then he'll lose respect for me. And then he'll fire me and I'll be unemployed. And then what? I'll get another job or I'll look for another job. I mean, at the end of the day, we resist these big changes because we have such giant walls of consequences that might happen that most of the time never happen.
Right. It's a lot of ego conversation too. A lot of fear of what we think other people are going to think about us, what we're not going to have, what we're going to have, things like that, by taking action. By getting, you know, like you said, by asking if, or saying I love you or being on stage, the rejection, the fear of the ego, I think, being hurt.
Is there something that you feel that you have resisted that you've been like, you know, just something you're like you're avoiding, maybe a conversation, maybe a decision?
Yeah, I mean there was, and then I had it. I mean, conversation in relationships, intimate relationships, and I've had those, which...
In the beginning, you resisted it.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Even, you know... A few months ago, I was resisting certain conversations, and then recently had them.
And then you embraced it,
and it was uncomfortable.
And then you had it.
It was uncomfortable having it, and there were some uncomfortable moments of the conversation,
right.
And fearful moments, and scary moments, and vulnerable moments. But afterwards,
and it's the result,
freedom.
Yeah,
it's been like weight off my shoulders. I was like, I wish I would have done this months ago. Why did I wait till the end of the year? You know,
right?
Why not just do it like when it comes up and right. I feel like something
in the moment?
Yeah, or feel like this constant little nag of like resistance. Why not just start doing it then, right when I'm aware of it, as opposed to waiting and waiting and waiting, and then it's like built up even more. So I think it's, you know, I experience this and it happens all the time. You know, every few months something comes up in some area of my life.
Absolutely.
Where I get to be aware of it and either address it, or if I don't, it continues to come into my life and be like this little nag, like a little fly that just won't get away.
It happens in relationship. When you put two people together, there are two different worlds and two different belief systems and strategies and fears and
visions.
And then someone's bound to do something that's going to annoy you.
Exactly.
Like people that, like relationships that say we never have a disagreement, I always say someone's lying. Because if you're telling the truth,
right?
Yeah, if you're telling the truth, then if it's real, like if you want an authentic relationship, mm-hmm. then sometimes I want to go left and you want to go right.
Right, exactly. There's going to be conflict.
But if we embrace it and we express it, then you actually get closer. Mm-hmm. Think about it, guys. How many of you got into this massive fight with a loved one and you avoided each other for a couple of days, then you kind of sat down and talked to each other, and then the sex was better than
amazing.
Ever.
Amazing. Explosive. Yeah, exactly.
It's called makeup sex.
Yeah, exactly.
But and then the relationship gets better.
You feel more connected. You feel more loving. You're more intimate. Yes.
I had a moment with you that I was resisting something. I remember, yes. Like, and I had a conversation with you, and I said, Lewis, I need to clear something with you.
I remember.
And you listened, and you were loving about it, and you didn't get defensive.
Yeah,
and
the next day was fine. Or that moment is fine.
It was fine.
Yeah.
And there are things that you've cleared with me that you've had moments, you know, exactly. in our relationship, because, you know, you don't create anything new by avoiding.
No.
And if you want to keep your energy, and I think at the end of the day, like if we're going to wrap it up.
Yes.
This is about energy. And do you want your energy tied up with something that's negative, or do you want to use that energy towards something positive? Mm-hmm. So we get to transform our resistance into success by surrendering it and embracing it.
I love it.
Trusting the process.
And the bigger the dream and the vision we have, we're going to need all the energy yes. we can get in order to make it happen. If there's a couple little resistance pulling us back towards the vision, it's just going to be that much more of a challenge to get there.
And the bigger the resistance.
Exactly. So to keep building and holding you back and dragging you more.
So don't resist resistance. How about that?
Yeah, don't resist anything.
When you're resisting, it lets you know, hey, you're up to something big.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just it's a matter of channeling it.
I love it.
Shifting it.
I've asked you your definition of greatness a million times, your three truths. So I think I'm going to mix it up for the end.
Okay.
Before I ask you a final question, make sure you guys go get Chris Lee's book. It's called Transform Your Life, 10 Principles of Abundance and Prosperity, which was birth from this podcast, which kind of came from here, and then he made it into a more extensive book. Check it out. It's on Amazon. You can get it right now. Just go on there and type in Transform Your Life with Chris Lee. You'll see it up there. Get a copy. Follow Chris on Instagram, Twitter. Where else are you hanging out? Facebook.
It's all the same.
Chris Motivador. Correct?
At Chris Motivador.
At Chris Motivador. D-O-R at the end. And let me think of a final question for you. Final question. You know what? Let's do this. Let's do a motivational moment to close it up. So whatever is on your heart right now from an experience in your life that you want to share a message to the world in a minute or less, or a few words or whatever it may be, a motivational minute from Chris the Motivator, what would that be?
Love you putting me on the spot. But I'm ready.
That's and you can look at camera if you want. Yeah.
So my motivational minute is celebrate, embrace, and appreciate everything you have and everything you are. For everything we have is temporary. And when we leave, it doesn't matter what we had. What matters is what we gave. So be generous with your heart. The more you give it, the bigger it becomes.
Wow.
Generosity.
There you go. Chris, we love you. Thank you very much.
Love you too.
Appreciate it. It's amazing.
Thank you.
All right.
righty, there you have it, guys. Chris Lee back on the podcast again. So thank you so much for listening. If you found this helpful in any way, spread the message forward. Pay it forward. Share it with your friends on social media, Facebook, Twitter. Tag me on Instagram as well. Or email a friend who you feel like this would support or inspire in their day-to-day journey. Again, the link is lewishowes.com/433. Or you can just click on the podcast app on Stitcher or iTunes or wherever you like to listen to the podcast and share it out as well. I appreciate you guys so very much. And you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
Buying a Master Mechanics tool set usually means high prices, higher interest rates, and who knows how many years of monthly payments. But at GearWrench, we don't believe that your tools should take years and years to pay for. So check out Mega Mod Master Sets, the Master Mechanics tool sets that deliver pro-quality tools, organized storage solutions, an easy-to-use lifetime warranty, and much, much more. All for thousands less than you'd expect. So don't wait. Explore the sets and check availability now. Only at GearWrench.com.
You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang and Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've learned the hard way that constantly holding on to your emotions and repeatedly choosing to not talk about your feelings will only make you feel worse and worse. And up until about 10 or 11 years ago, I was afraid to talk about my trauma that I experienced. And I know we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to fit your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Lewis today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/L-E-W-I-S.